You know, right now he's improving weekly, and he improves on things that he screws up, which is what's encouraging to me. Gino's smart, and he prepares. He's in this building at 6 a.m. every day. It's not a mistake. You know, he knows what he's doing. The ball comes out fast because he's prepared and he knows where to go. But it's a credit to him because he has worked. He's worked hard. You know, one of the best things he did just recently in this ball game the other day was throw the ball away, which has been hard for him to do. But he had about five balls that he threw away, in particular the last one, the screen pass, trying to make the first down to win the game, and they covered it. He threw it in the ground, which he's done that some, but he hadn't done it on a basis that makes him look like, hey, this is a professional quarterback that knows what he's doing. It's all covered. He'll throw it in the down and throw it in the ground and punt it, and you know, let them turn it over to us, which is what happened in the ball game. So I was really pleased with his ability to throw the ball away when it was covered and keep us in the ball game. That was a gigantic part of us winning. But he's made poor decisions. He's also had poor location on some throws. At the end of the game, there's times we're behind, he'll leave the game plan and try to do too much, do things on his own, which, you know, we've had hard talks about that. He said, Coach, I did the same thing in college. He said, you know, when I feel desperate, I feel pressure, and that's when I do worse. And he's misread a couple coverages. We call it two-man, two-deep, five-underneath man, where we work a certain way, either inside out or outside in. He went the wrong way. He's done that two or three times. And it always comes at the end of the game when you know, we're trying to catch up. That's when he's gotten himself in trouble and got about three interceptions. So he's it's not just one thing. It's been location, it's been decisions, it's been, you know, leaving the game plan, trying to do too much on his own when we're behind. He's been hot and cold. You know, he's been really hot and brought us back to win, you know, three or four games there in the fourth quarter. And then he's been cold, and he's hurt us. Tennessee game, you know, Pittsburgh game. He's been inconsistent, but he's getting better in a whole lot of areas at the same time, and I'm pleased with his progress. You know, we just love to see more consistency. He is the calmest guy. I mean, he goes out pregame warm-up, he's calm. We come in beat New England, he's just calm as can be. I just want to slap him and say, hey, we won, you know. But he's really calm, and that's a great, great, you know, trait to have as a quarterback with the pressure that – it's on all these games. You know, everybody's so good. Everybody's got number one draft choices and great defensive fronts and cover people. And they're all coming down to the last series of the game so many times, which is what makes our game so great. But he's been really good four times for us in that area. You know, I've had long enough to feel good about him and his future here with us. I think he's got great arm talent. He can escape. He's a guy that, you know, when you motivate him to run the other day when he pulled the ball in the defensive end, he missed the read. He's really been good at reading the option, and he missed the read. I just came out of the meeting with him a while ago. I said, Gino, you be David Lee and grade this play right here. Did you read that right? And he said, nope. He said, but I just knew I could make him miss me. So I pulled the ball, made him miss. You know, so that's good. I mean, he's got that kind of confidence in his running ability. And right now you got to defend him as a passer and as a runner because he's made somebody miss at New England, scored on that play. I think it was a corner McCourty, but – I like what he's showing us, and because of the nature of our offense, we run a lot of double and triple options. He's a real good fit for us. Immediately, I liked Rex, and I trusted him, and I see him as a fantastic leader. Golly, he can talk to a football team. I mean, he can motivate. The guy can talk to players, and they love him, and I saw that immediately. And then the more I'm around Marty, Marty is so well organized. He's such a great coordinator, not just play calling, but what we do on a daily basis, the hours we spend here are, they'll kill you if you don't fall into a routine. And routine's what saves you. And Marty's, he's led the way, and he's so meticulously organized. We all know, you know, where we're going, what we're doing every second of the day. And I think it's why we functioned and accelerated so fast in our improvement and installing the offense, getting it to the players. And now we've got a bunch of injuries, so we're teaching guys off the street, guys we don't even know, you know, are coming in. And now, you saw it the other day, you know, just a bunch of new faces out there. So we've got a system, we believe in it, and we know how to process it through our players' brains and get them to spit it out and manifest it on the field so far, anyway.